It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds gusting as high as 20 knots in the afternoon, so a windy day in store on the beach. And today we'll talk more about what's next for that sailboat wrecked at Cannon Beach. But first, a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. We have three inbounders, three in the Astoria Anchorage. We have one at Rice Island, and we have six outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a car carrier whose name you may recognize. She's the Pyxis Leader, arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. She is carrying Toyotas, and she'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland about 6:30 p.m. The Hyundai number 106 is another car carrier. She's next inbound, arriving from Tacoma. She's headed for Portland with brand new Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7 p.m. and maybe arrive in Portland at the Port of Portland by about 1 a.m. on Wednesday. The African Macaw is next. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Vancouver, Washington anchorage. She's eventually going to the Port of Portland to pick up potash, and she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m., arriving in Vancouver by about 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Agios Nicholas headed for Portland today to pick up wheat. She's leaving around 8:30 a.m., arriving in Portland around 2:30 p.m. The African Lark is still at the Port of Astoria loading logs, and we have the Econ Sembach awaiting orders in the anchorage. And at Rice Island, that's another anchorage a little bit upriver from Astoria. You can see it just past Tongue Point on the Washington side of the river. There's one ship there, the Twinkle Island. And in our outbounders, we have the Navios Ulysses. She's leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 11 a.m. She'll pass Astoria around 5 p.m. The Atlantic Manzanillo is leaving Portland carrying wheat at about 12:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. The Tufty is a bulker leaving Longview with logs on board, departing around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Green Bay is leaving Vancouver. She's a car carrier with Subarus on board. She'll be leaving around 3 p.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Diamond Stars is leaving Portland with soda ash on board, another dry bulk carrier. She'll be leaving around 6:30 p.m. We might see her pass Astoria outbound, or at least her running lights, at about 12:30 a.m. early Wednesday morning. And the articulated tug and barge, the Sound Reliance, she's owned by Crowley Maritime. She'll be leaving Portland Petroleum on board in that barge, departing around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. And a little bit more about our marine weather forecast. We have, 5 to 10 knot gusts, rising to 15 knots, and then rising further to 10 to 15 knots as the steady winds with gusts to 20 in the afternoon, as I said earlier. Wind waves from the northwest, 3 feet at 4 seconds, and northwesterly swells, 6 feet at 9 seconds apart, and patchy drizzle and fog in the morning. Well, yesterday morning, I got up early, way early, and I went down to Cannon Beach at 6 a.m. to watch what I thought was going to be the removal of that wrecked sailboat from the north end of Cannon Beach. The boat is sitting on the beach just south of Acola State Park and just north of downtown Cannon Beach. The boat washed up there a little over 2 weeks ago after the owner and a crew member were rescued by the Coast Guard. According to Coast Guard reports, the boat suffered engine failure, the captain was sick, and the other person on board did not know how to operate the boat under difficult sea conditions. Now, I'd been hearing about this boat for days and finally got down there to look at it. It was a sad sight. Tragic in my eyes, actually. In the maritime world, one of the saddest things ever is the sight of a lost vessel. Ships and boats are meant to float, and they look ungainly and out of place, sprawled over on one side like this boat is right now. Part of me feels embarrassed for what was once a lovely craft, and sad. I'd also heard that people stole things off the boat, but I was unprepared for what I saw when I got down on the beach early in the morning. Every piece of equipment that could be unbolted and pulled off that boat was gone. Compass, running lights, gauges, wheel. It just looked like a shell of a boat. Jay Sennewald works for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. He's the Ocean Shores Coordinator for the coastal region.
So all the things that are missing on that boat were stolen off.
Every last thing that was on that boat was stolen, yeah. The first morning, the second morning it was here, I got here at dawn, and when I came up the beach like I did this morning, there was three guys running that way, and they all had arms full of backpacks on.
Wow.
And then, so the next night, the police department sent an officer down here, and they caught guys literally, like, with tools unbolting things from the boat, and they recovered the compass and some of the electronics and some other personal items, you know.
Yeah.
And, but that's just, they've just come every night, just stripped it down.
So is that legal for them to do that?
No,
it's not.
It's theft. Well, maritime law says basically that just if something washes up and the owner's aware of it, then the owner has, under Oregon law, the owner has 15 days to remove the boat. Mm. And Saturday or Sunday was the 16th day, so the owner had a problem with his insurance company and couldn't get the insurance company to agree to pay for the removal of the boat. And the owner's responsible for removal of it, and you know, our agency has limited funding, so we wanted, because he has insurance, to work it out. So at the very last minute, he hired an attorney, and the attorney convinced the insurance claims adjuster that it qualified under the terms of the policy. So the last minute, the contractor signed the contractor and the insurance company signed the agreement. It was supposed to go this morning, but we're all a little disappointed.
Yesterday, as it turned out, was not to be the day for it to be taken off the beach. The salvage crew hired to remove it had to reschedule, so it's slated for removal on Tuesday morning. I'll be back down there again, and I'll let you know what happens. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.